Hey, Loyals and Afterbuzzers. Oh my gosh, we're talking season 4, episode 8. We've got Willow fighting to be queen. We're not sure how that's going to end up. And we knew it. Liam had a plan all along. We cannot wait to break it down. Don't go away.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This was a very triumphant episode.
It was. A chocolate-covered Helena. What more could you ask for?
I really don't know. Oh my gosh, guys. We cannot wait to break down this episode, especially because we had some theories that were right before we do. I'm your host, Allie Nasta, and I've got the beautiful Fern Romanet to my left.
Fern Romanet here. Hello.
Overall
thoughts. So exciting. So exciting. I love a chocolate-covered fight. I love a reveal that we're like, we're ahead of it. And I love, but I love also being surprised.
Yes.
I feel like I was still surprised.
Same. Even though we were very suspicious and skeptical of what this whole Cyrus and Liam relationship was, it was a very surprising and exciting episode to hear it all play out how it did.
Agreed.
Let's get into the fun chocolatey goodness of the episode, which was Len, Helena, and Willow. So, you know what I found a little surprising this episode is the support, the immense support we got from Helena and Len.
Yeah, because so when it started and Helena was questioning her, I'm like, she still has a problem with Willow. She doesn't want to give up being queen. She doesn't want to be queen mother. It's going to make her seem old. So I was like, she's going to give Willow a hard time. But they were really, and Len, we always feel like she has such a good heart, and it always comes through. So I thought it was sweet how she was so protective of her and taking care of her. But I was happy to see Helena telling her, like, take care of her. Like, I think she, in this episode, it was like she wants to see her do well.
Totally. And I think last episode, we thought that it was going to be the opposite, only because Helena specifically was mocking her because she didn't listen to her from the first hand.
Right.
So I thought that that was just going to be a downward spiral.
Me too. I was like, Helena's not on her side. This is going to go badly.
Right.
But she seems to...
She seems to be very supportive.
See her do well.
And what was crazy is it wasn't even like once, not twice, but almost three times this episode did Willow rub her the exact wrong way, where she was strong enough to be like, you know what? It's fine. Not going to let it bother me, because she knew it technically wasn't her fault.
Mm-hmm.
But the big Easter egg behind it all is that she was drugged.
Yes.
By Cassandra.
And when Cassandra was giving that massage, I knew it too. I was like, it's her voice. It's her accent. It's totally her.
Well, it was funny because as soon as I heard the voice come on camera and then I saw those black nails, I was like, that's it.
Uh-huh.
It's Cassandra.
She made her way back in.
It blows my mind, because how could someone make it through that much security?
Right.
As many times as she does.
Right. Like, you would think after she showed up in Robbie's room, she would be on a list, like a no-enter list, like a no-fly list. But she seems to be working her way in.
She continuously gets her way back in over and over again, and I just don't understand how.
Yeah, I don't know. She's got her ways.
How is it that we're waiting until the second time she sneaks into the palace to make her on a ban list?
Right.
Especially because we know she wants the crown.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, you would think Robbie would tell, well, he did say, I'll talk to James Hill, but you should have talked to him sooner.
When she, like, showed up.
Right.
Asking for another date.
Right.
What?
But maybe he likes it. Maybe he doesn't want her on,
Which I definitely want to get into that, but we will. Let's just talk about it for a second right now. So Willow and Robbie, at the end of this episode, when she kind of felt like Willow came to and was like, listen, you know, you lied to me. And I'm basically, she told Helena and everybody, I'm here because I love Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't be queen without Robbie. I don't want it without him. I'm in love with him.
Yeah.
And then she goes up to Robbie and basically tells him, like, why'd you lie to me?
Right.
You know, about this whole Cassandra thing. And he had a little smirk on his face.
He did. Yeah.
What were your initial thoughts behind that smirk?
I was just like, is he not taking her seriously? He better, for one thing, which is another reason to not like him. But then I was like, maybe I want to really believe that he loves her and that love is changing him. But I think because she's still getting into the palace, maybe there's something going on behind the scenes.
You know what worries me is that he needed a good... You know, Willow is a sweetheart. Everybody in the palace loved her. I mean, Helena was the first one to bring her in to work for the family. Mm-hmm. You know, Liam's loved her at one point. Now, I know that we had this, we're supposed to believe that Robbie's 100% in love with Willow. But after that smirk, it made me think that maybe she was just a piece in his puzzle. Because he now has gained the support of Liam and his mom and his sister. But if he would have gotten someone like Cassandra, he wouldn't have the extra power that he does with Willow.
Right, that makes so much sense. Because he wants to take over. He wants to, you know, he wants to take the power away from Parliament. So if he had someone by his side who they didn't approve of, it would be harder.
Right. Yeah. And with Willow, she's already in.
Yeah.
She already has impressed the family to where he doesn't have to. It's like if he were to bring a stranger into the family, it's almost like he's got to introduce them. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole entirely other step. But I mean, if his plan is if he actually was the reason that his father has been killed, you know, he's been planning this for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And to find a wife that is already in the family, that makes it just that much easier. And that's a whole other step that could have costed, like, you know, months and months of whatever. Mm-hmm. And Cassandra's kind of a liability.
Right.
Which she proves to be in this episode.
Right. Willow makes it all smoother and easier. You're so right.
Right. And I mean, even, you know, to get more into her being laced and drugged with these these lotions or what? Yeah. Like, how awful to know that you had no control over this happening and then you just are just not yourself.
Right. Oh my God, the poor thing. And like, she's doing the most ridiculous things. She's embarrassing herself left and right. Hopefully, because we know Len likes to record everything, hopefully there's no video of Willow, because the poor thing should just never know that this, like, the things she said and did, because it's so embarrassing.
As soon as she, yeah, so embarrassing. When she tapped the queen's boobs and she was like, said something, I was like, how mortifying. I'm thinking in the actual world of the royals.
Right.
If that were to actually occur, you can't take that back.
Right. Thank God they like her.
Yeah, seriously. And like I said, I mean, she did so many things to Helena this episode.
Oh my
even
God.
By basically almost drowning her in the chocolate fountain, to where Helena turned a shoulder and turned a cheek and was basically like, Len, you're not getting the pony now.
Right.
This right. is on you.
Right. It's not like get rid of Willow.
Right.
Right.
Which is kind Which of nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I always am, like, I haven't trusted Helena for so many seasons that I'm still in the back of my mind, I'm like, why does she want her to be queen now?
Yeah.
But maybe she is changing. And
well, I think maybe she, yeah, it is kind of hard though. But that's like all of these characters, you're wondering what's behind that
and
third
they all
eye
have
of
a
theirs.
Secret. Like when she was talking about Sebastian.
Okay.
Sebastian who?
And I almost think that that's why she's kind of like throwing this like blind eye to whatever Willow's doing, is because she's holding this deep secret.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows that she's finally established a relationship with Len again after a really long time.
Yeah.
But she's worried, especially after Len said, he was such a great friend.
Right, right,
and then
right.
that happens.
Right, right. So
I don't know, but definitely it was a fun episode, and it gave some lightheartedness to the big bomb that was exposed to us towards the end of this episode, which we will get into. But I just think that Willow took all of that very well.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel like when she was telling them, you know, her last question was basically like, why do you think you'd be make a good queen?
Did you think her accent changed? Like, she was in these totally different clothes, and I think her accent sounded less British. But I liked that she just said, like, I liked that she said, I think she started with, she was like, shit, I don't know. We're not supposed to curse, but that's exactly what she said. And then she said, I love Robbie, and if I have to be a queen to be with him, so be it. And it was honest, and it was perfect, and it was perfect. It was where she had to get to in this episode.
It's totally true, and I think it's because over the past couple of episodes since the engagement, we've kind of seen, you know, Willow working overtime to try to be the perfect person. But at the end of the day, it wasn't her being perfect that led her to this position. It was her being herself.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of has to just be herself. And if she's going to be queen at the end of the day, that's fine. But, you know, it is what it is at this point.
Exactly. It's a good lesson for everyone. Just be yourself. And if the king loves you, if you get the job, good.
Right.
If not, then it wasn't meant to be.
It's so true. It's so true. But speaking of kings and all things kind of weird or whatever, yeah. You know. Robbie has his, what do they call it? It's a hen party and a
stag party.
Stag.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
stag.
Yeah.
Stag party. So Robbie has this whole stag party, but really it's an entire manipulation into him trying to take power again.
Yeah.
Which, you have something you wanted to say about that?
But it's like, and let me invite everyone to my party and then try to take and just inform them that with their help, I'm going to be taking over the country.
It's so Robbie. It's so Robbie. And it just goes to show that, like, I mean, sometimes I think he has everything thought out, you know, seven steps ahead. But at the same time, sometimes I'm thinking maybe he doesn't. And he's so power hungry that he doesn't even care what's going to happen along the way. It's just going to happen how it is by now, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know. Which I thought was really fun is how Jasper kind of was like, you know what? I'm going all in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to school you in pool.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take Liam's advice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to embarrass you, which will only make you angrier and hate me even more. But I was, like, rooting for him. I was like, I love Jasper. And he's such a jerk that he always has to bring him down a notch.
Yeah.
And it was sweet at the end that Jasper lied to Len and was like, she was like, was Robbie nice to you? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of, I wish she would have said no.
I know.
You know?
But it was like, he's like, I want to protect her.
Right. And she, like, Len obviously has this huge bond with her older brother. And we even know that before, you know, when the first season aired, we got the idea that Robbie and Len were much closer than Liam, her twin.
Yeah.
Which it's so funny because I almost forget that Liam and Len are twins.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
It's like you forget
about
that.
It's like he's the middle brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy. People just forget about
him. Poor Liam.
Yeah. No, I never forget about Liam.
No,
and
how
we're
can
always
you?
Wondering about how Liam's going to find love.
Yes.
But really quick, I want to mention how I love how Cyrus pulled in that slick little move about being on different soil.
Very creative.
I was figuring.
Very
was
like, smart.
Well, but why does, if he's able to be off of, you know, like on soil without being on soil.
Right. I was like, I wanted them to show how he pulled it off.
Yeah.
Like that wasn't, I mean, it was clever and it was funny, but I mean, it would never
logical.
Really happen.
Yeah, like,
unless he flew in a private plane and nobody.
But if he's banished, right? What, do you still get a cell phone and money? I'm assuming no, because they were fighting for food in their little banishment town.
Right. So if they're fighting over the vending machine potato chips, how is he going to like charter a plane to,
and he
to
brings,
the UK?
Oh my gosh, why do I keep forgetting his name? His counterpart.
Oh, Aston Marin.
Yes, Aston. How did he get Aston back with him?
Right, they're both,
exiled.
So he's clearly got connections and he made it.
Yeah.
Somehow with his little
secretive ways.
Yeah. What is that called? Like his little
conniving?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's manipulative.
He's very manipulative and he worked it out.
He definitely worked it out. But I mean, I will say it is kind of fun to see Cyrus. He's learning and he's growing and he's kind of like pulling the bigger end of the stick. And you know what? We all love to learn and grow in all areas of our life. And those of you who love all of those things, we've got the perfect podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and so much more. Let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. And guys, it's free. Just be sure to rate and comment and let Maria know that it was the loyal ladies
girls
that brought you there. Again, that's Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Okay. Well, it's
good
so
job.
Amazing. It's so amazing. She has so many different types of, you know, directors, actors. She interviewed a pilot one time. There's so many different
she has awesome
variety
guests
of people.
Great conversations.
It's amazing. Download it on your podcast, and then you can listen in the car or whatever. It's amazing. Go check it out. Please,
let her know
please,
we
please.
Sent you.
Yes. But going back to being sent and banished, we got Cyrus and Liam. They pulled the ultimate
scheme. The ultimate. I mean, so, okay. So in the, so.
Let's break it down.
Yes. So the past two times when we were both like, what are the chances that this person is going to be walking through the Thousand Room Palace at the exact moment that this other person's talking to this other person and they happen to overhear this crucial conversation? It's too ridiculous.
But it's because it was all planned.
Yes.
This is my question, though. Obviously, like, to back it up a couple steps, we have the first way that this all happened was Cyrus and Liam were talking about Robbie in a bad way. And I do remember the conversation seemed a little...
Yes, it
seems
like
scripted. Uh-huh. It was like, no, this person.
He is now, my brother, and I don't believe it.
Yes.
He was only doing a good bit. It was like, so, right. It seems a little, yeah.
Scripted almost. And so my question is, though, how did they get Robbie to stop by at that exact moment?
They must have asked, like, Jasper to say, let us know when he's walking down the hall. Like, you know, ask him to come by this room at a certain time. And when he's walking down the hall, they never covered up the bullet hole.
Yeah.
So they're like, let us know at that exact moment. So he probably did it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Cyrus was like, you know what? I'll get banished. I kind of deserve it anyway.
Right.
So,
right.
And he knew that would happen. And so then fast forward to in the latest episode that we have, we see Catherine basically professing her love.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole thing is, okay, so this is such a miraculous plan, and I'm so for it because I love that Liam actually does get to find love, because I was very worried last episode. But at the same time, so did Catherine, like, how did they plan that to happen? Because they didn't know that Robbie was going to say that.
Right. They didn't know that he, like, so maybe at the first time Robbie said something, like, expressed his feelings for her, she must have said, it's on.
Right. So maybe, you know how when she was walking out of the palace after the dinner?
Yeah.
After the dinner and he said, I'm glad you came.
Yes.
So maybe that's when she basically said to Liam, something's a little iffy. He mm-hmm. told me he was, because like, it just is so crazy how they were able to manipulate this plan so perfectly.
So perfectly that he would. That, like, how did they know that he was going to say, how did they know he was going to say something to her?
I don't know.
Like, he had feelings for her. And he thinks he's tricking her. And she's like, no, I'm tricking you.
Yeah. And so.
But if he had never said that, maybe she would have said something. I don't know.
Oh, and maybe it was just, it kind of worked out perfect. Because maybe it was Liam and Catherine's plan all along for her to come on to Robbie.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So then when he came on to her first.
It made it easier.
Yeah.
And so then she was able to say all of that. And then she knew right at 9 o'clock. I think that maybe makes a little bit more sense as to why her spiel was so long.
Uh-huh.
It's because she was buying time.
Right.
And so then she said that. But then it all came together when... Okay, so the moment that Liam charged at Cyrus, I had a feeling that that was on purpose.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay. I was fooled all the way up until
really?
The end.
Really? Yes. Okay. So let me tell you why I think that Cyrus, like, however Liam made it so then Cyrus was hit, I thought that no matter what plan it was, I actually thought that maybe Robbie and Liam, like, Liam had to prove to Robbie that he was on his side.
Yeah.
And so I thought that's what it was like with him and Robbie's plan. Like, Robbie basically was saying, you need to do this to Cyrus.
Okay.
And I didn't think that Liam wanted to, but because his brother was saying, you'll sit next to me mm-hmm. if you do this to Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know it was Cyrus and Liam planning this all along.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, but it was just crazy.
So Cyrus is sitting there the whole night being like, I'm about to get beat up by Liam. And he just has to take it.
Which is crazy. But he deserves it. So.
He deserves it.
But
and it's all for Liam's benefit, who we love.
Who we love dearly. And I want to know your reaction when you saw Catherine walking towards them.
God.
And they were doing that scene.
I love the way they did it.
That was so beautiful.
It was so perfect. I was like, yes! Like, thank God she wasn't the horrible person we thought she was.
Right.
Thank God. And thank God that love wins for Liam because he deserves it. I'm just worried about Willow and all of this.
Yeah, but, I am too.
But someone's going to win... Let it be Liam.
Yeah, seriously.
Liam and Len and Willow, maybe she'll, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just glad that Catherine, you're right, isn't the terrible person. But this plan made me super amped and excited.
Yes.
Because we only have 2 episodes left.
Yes.
Which is insane to me.
Yes.
I can't believe here we are, season 4, another season down. And
there is just like, I think it's all leading to, we'll say it in previews, but it's all leading to
the big reveal. But yeah, so I thought that plan was perfect. I'm really happy about it. And I'm loving where they're taking the storyline.
Yes.
Any last thoughts?
Just one. I didn't understand why Jasper said, "Can I punch Liam?" in the beginning.
Okay, that makes sense too. And then Willow said, "Why did you say it was okay for
him to punch him?"
I don't know, because
is that like code? We're gonna find out later that was like code for something, or maybe they know all about the plan and it was like code for.
I don't feel like Len knows. I don't feel like Len knows about the plan. Because if anything, I think they want to keep her out of it because she's on such a good path.
And she loves Robbie deep down.
Yeah. So I don't know, but that's a good point because I was wondering that same thing. If you guys are listening, please tweet us or message us, however you want to contact us, and let us know what you thought about that line. Because that stuck out to me as well.
It's confusing and it never made sense.
It didn't. And it makes sense. And it was like too big of a point that why would Willow bring that up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Let us know if you think you've had it figured out.
Please do.
Obviously don't.
We need help. But also, actually, one last thing that I want to talk about before we get into the fun royal wedding countdown. I loved the scene at the end of the hen party, like the next day, where Jasper and Len are laying on the grass and she's in that like beautiful green coat. Mm-hmm. It was just beautifully shot.
Yes.
And so nice to finally have a conversation where Len realizes, you know, she was lost and she was just trying to find her way. And not only was she saying she was thankful for Jasper, but Jasper is basically saying, "I'm thankful for you."
It was so sweet.
It was so amazing. And it kind of makes you reflect on their relationship and how crazy and of a roller coaster it's been, and how the beginning of their relationship started as a blackmail.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it couldn't have started worse. And now they're the cutest couple ever.
Like, couple goals.
Yes.
Jasper and Noir for life.
They're so adorable.
They're so great. But I just, the show just makes me so happy. And I will say, at the end of this episode, I was amped. And I'm like, this cannot be the end. I need to know what's going to happen.
I was so depressed when I thought Catherine was not a good person.
Oh, same.
I was shocked and I was sad. And I was like, now that I see like the plan coming together and Robbie, they're going to take him down and teach him a lesson.
Right, which they need to.
Coming together.
But it also, I'm really interested too. So I guess they're going to be able to find out. Maybe it's not even that they're trying to find out that Robbie like killed their dad, but maybe at the end of the day, it's more of the fact that they want to show the world how manipulative he is, just to have control and power over everything.
I can't wait to find out what Aston knows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I want to go back and like rewatch a couple seasons because I feel like his face is so memorable.
Oh,
and I can't remember the exact episode.
Oh, I'm gonna look on IMDb.
Yeah, and I want to go watch that episode again because I feel like he had a lot to offer the plot line, and I just need to refresh my memory on it.
He does look familiar. I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah. Which I think I don't know if I'm getting him confused with the guy that they thought originally killed Simon.
Oh.
But I don't know. Okay. I got to go look it up, guys. I've got to figure it out.
Let us know that, too, if you know who he is.
Yes, please let us know. And while you're at it, if you guys do listen to us on podcasts and iTunes, please make sure to rate, subscribe, comment. Let us know your thoughts. We're so appreciative of all of you guys. And we just want to know what you guys have to say. And we wouldn't be here without you guys. And we 100% think. So, you know, if
appreciate
you're liking
so
us,
much.
Give us a 5-star. Much appreciated.
Please. And let us know if you leave a review. Tweet us.
Yes, tweet us. And we will shout you out next week on Fan Shout Out.
Yes.
But Fern, will you take away
the time for
the royal wedding
countdown? A mere 18 days, 10 hours, and 3 minutes and counting. Got the music, got the maid of honor. Check, check. It was revealed last week that cello prodigy Sheku, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, it's Sheku, Canna Mason, who is only 19 years old, received a personal call from Meghan herself asking him to perform at their wedding, and Shaku says he was bowled over and, of course, immediately said yes. He caught the attention of Prince Harry last June when he performed at a charity event. He said, "What a privilege to be able to play the cello at such a wonderful event. I can't wait. That makes many of us, Shaku. Either can we." And speaking of waiting and ladies in waiting and maids of honor, who will Meghan have by her side? Sources have said that chick lit author Lindsay Jill Roth, author of What Pretty Girls Are Made Of, which was released in 2015, is a best friend of Meghan's from their days at Northwestern University. And Meghan was a bridesmaid in Lindsay's wedding 2 years ago. And leave it to the Daily Mail to show up at Ms. Roth's apartment in Manhattan and ask the doorman where she is. The doorman probably had no idea that he was talking to a reporter and revealed that Lindsay was, in fact, in the UK. So long live chicklet authors. Hint, hint, fernrenee.com. They make the best friends and bridesmaids, just saying. And we'll just have to wait 18 days, 10 hours, and 2 minutes to see how it all goes down at Windsor Castle. And lastly, really quick, glad I did not place a bet on Kate and Will's baby name, because I was going for Albert or Philip, but I was dead wrong, and it turns out it's Louis Arthur Charles. So welcome to the family, Louis. We love you already.
Oh my gosh, so exciting. I know it's it every week, but I really can't believe it's almost
I know. So it's less than 2 weeks until the Lifetime movie, which I'm also so,
oh my gosh. We need to have like a huge girls' night. I know.
And fascinators.
Yes. Yes. 100%. Well, thank you so much for bringing us the lovely Royal Wedding Countdown every week. It is amazing. And I want to give a fan shout out to Julia Cordona 55, who gave us a shout out to say, don't forget to tune in to our after show. Thank you so much.
Listen to Julia.
So Julia,
we love you.
We love you so much. Thank you for watching. And we just have just as much fun chatting about it every week because we watch on Sundays. And I literally like have so many thoughts and I just like have to write them all down. And we enjoy that you guys enjoy us talking
yes,
about it.
Yes, we love your tweets. You guys are the best.
Before we wrap it up, Fern, I gotta know, what are your predictions?
Prediction time. I really,
now, this AfterBuzz TV
episode made it so much clearer to me that they are all coming to this like final episode where they, you know how in the final episode where they revealed who killed King Simon?
Yes.
I feel like it's going to be like that, like at a big event, no spoilers, but if you would like a spoiler, go to prior episodes where I revealed what I found out in the very final episode, very final, that last few seconds of one of our after shows. It's going to be this very big event on the very last episode of the season, and they're going to reveal on like a big screen or in some big way on an altar maybe of who Robbie really is.
I love that. And I agree. I think that this is not going to go over lightly. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a huge reveal in front of everybody, just like you just described, because Robbie has it coming.
He does. And I wanted to believe he was a changed man, but I think he's not.
Well, yeah, and I think we all thought when he proposed to Willow, it was all for genuine reasons. But then also when Willow kind of in his face was saying, hey, you lied to me. Why'd you lie to me? Mm-hmm. It kind of was this, oh, duh, maybe he's not as good as he thinks.
Yeah.
And he, like, let's not forget he was on this island for
almost a year.
A year and didn't tell, like, and knew exactly, like, he could have gotten off the island sooner.
Right. And, like, that was, right. That says it all.
And then he tries to say Catherine was the only reason he was coming back. Lies, I tell you. I guess that's not even my predictions. That's my thought. But I guess my huge one is maybe that, maybe Cyrus is not exactly banished and Robbie just thinks he is, and wherever he is, like that, maybe that's why he's able to come back, because there's no way that Aston and Cyrus would just be able to get off of a banished island easily like that.
No problem. Like just hop on a private, leave the embassy and hop on a private plane.
Yeah, like that just doesn't make sense to me. It should definitely be harder.
Yeah.
And I think whenever this big reveal comes out, I think Helena is going to be very, it's going to be very hard for her and shocked. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she'll have any idea that it's coming.
I think her and Len are going to be hurt by it.
Yeah, very hurt. But yeah, let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you're thinking. tweet us, comment below, and I really love hearing all of your thoughts. Welford, yes. Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at fernronay.com, at fernronay, R-O-N-A-Y, or my website, fernronay.com.
And guys, I'm Allie Nasta. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta, and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. And if you follow the Arrangement series, we'll be doing that in about 5 minutes on AfterBuzz TV. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.